My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so that my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good in it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need a spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Hello, Football Friday on WGR. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here. I am just back from some international travel.
I went to Canada again.
I went to Canada again. It sounded a little bit sarcastic.
No.
I have not been to Canada in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
So.
I felt like it was more recent than that, but, you know. So, yeah, there was nothing pejorative about that.
I thought you liked Canada, but.
I do. I miss it. I mean, I
they
know.
They don't let you in anymore?
It's just, no, I can go. It's just, I don't have, I haven't had a lot of reason to go. I mean, we don't have a house up there. I've got John Gale, but he comes here to play golf every Saturday.
So many good reasons to go.
Once we get into the winter, maybe I'll have to go see him.
Is today not the perfect day? And that was a great place to spend, you know, my first half of it. Up Niagara on the lake. So good. Come on. Sitting outside right now up there, you got to love it. Not that here is any worse necessarily. It's just, this is a great day.
Yeah, but
we live
here.
Early fall.
Kind of boring.
Yeah. Friday afternoon.
Yep. I'm in a fantastic
sunny
mood, state of mind. You know, I don't know what this is to really say, but I think at times when we're talking about the schedule before it comes, I want 1 o'clock Sunday. You know, give me some normalcy. You know, get in a routine. Really was born out of two seasons ago when the Bills just had all kinds of tumultuous events happening to that, playing home games in Detroit and whatever. Just the schedule is kind of a mess. None of that should ever be construed as like, I don't think it's super cool that the Bills are on Sunday Night Football. Like I just woke up today thinking, I don't want to ever sound like I take that for granted. We didn't have it for so very long here. The Bills were just an afterthought in the league. And, you know, at some point, you know, you get your five or six primetime games a year now, and it can get kind of, you know, well, I think when someone like me makes the point about 1 o'clock Sundays and routine, that can be perceived as complaining about the primetime games. I love that they're playing Baltimore on Sunday night. I think it's fantastic. I mean, all of us 4 years ago would have been dying for one game like this. And they've got 2 in 3 weeks and a third in four, really, is what it amounts to after playing on Thursday night in week 2 or 3 and 5, whatever. Anyway, it's just super cool that the Bills are this team. You know, newsflash.
They have 4 night games in 5 weeks.
Right.
Miami, Jacksonville, this. Houston, which is maybe arguably the best matchup of the five, is on 1 o'clock at 1 o'clock next Sunday, and then the Jet game on the following Monday night. Yeah, sure. It's the Chiefs' little brother bowl.
Yeah.
Will that not be like a big, not a big, but what's the perspective on this game if you're not Bills fan, Ravens fan, Chiefs fan? So like, all right, well, which of these teams is the one this year that can more likely topple Kansas City?
Boy, that's a tough way to frame it. The Bills have lost to the Chiefs 3 times in the playoffs. The Ravens lost to them last year in the playoffs in the AFC Championship game. Yeah, I don't know. I think the way the non-affiliated fan might look at this game is I've got two of the most incredible dynamic players playing the quarterback position, and like I'm totally here for it. Go entertain me, boys.
Yes.
And I mean, that's, I think, irrefutably true. I mean, I don't know, someone out there could hate one or the other of these quarterbacks and just think they're terrible for some unfounded, ridiculous reason. But I would
no
think most
respecting that.
No, I think most fans would be like, all right, You look at, it's kind of like we do, you know, I mean, the Bills are always the focus of our weekend here or our Sunday, depending on when they're playing. And, but then, you know, I'll get around to looking at, you know, who's playing Sunday night, who's playing Monday night. And if it's a game as juicy as Bills Ravens looks, I think to the average objective fan, that's a pretty good score. You know, like I'm fired up for that. I want to see that.
It's definitely cool for them, for Allen. It's especially like, again, cool. Like Allen is trying to win an MVP. I'm sure, again, I'm going to be told that he doesn't care. He's trying to win an MVP, and he's playing against a guy who's won two that isn't Patrick Mahomes. So it would be cool for him if he were like clearly better in this game. So you have that part of it. It's a bigger game for Baltimore to get to 1-3, to avoid going 1-3 with another conference loss. Like you're in tough, even if the Steelers are actually terrible. Like that's big for them to at home. That's big for them to be able to avoid that.
If I'm a fan of the Ravens, I might be thinking, certainly Pittsburgh is up there at 3-0. I might be thinking as much about building distance between myself and the Bengals, who are 0-3, if I'm Baltimore, right? Like, so 1-3 sort of keeps Cincinnati in your rearview mirror in a big, big way, whereas 2-2, depending on what they do, you'll know by the time they play, Baltimore will know what Cincinnati had done earlier, but... like there's an opportunity for them to, you know, get a bigger leg up on the other best team in that division. Like I'm not ready to buy Pittsburgh as a real threat. You know, we'll see how it goes. You know, a few more weeks, if they still are sitting at 6-2 or something, then maybe that'll have to change. But for now, if I were Baltimore, I'd be thinking, how much, I'm not going to worry about the Browns. How much distance can I get between me and Cincinnati here? And the Pittsburgh problem will probably right itself as the year unfolds. You know, and I still get to play them twice, too, if I'm Baltimore.
Yes. Football Friday brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. Davante Adams is out Sunday for the Raiders. This came up, or his having a quote hamstring injury came up late in our show yesterday, and I mentioned, I wonder if he's like really hurt. So that's kind of mean to not know, but it's easy to sort of wonder.
Well, the coach gave the big speech about guys, you know, making business decisions.
Yeah, that too.
I didn't go back. Maybe you know, maybe you've seen some evidence of connecting that comment from Pierce to stuff that happened in the game, you know, Adams obviously not going all out or something. I didn't read or see any reference to that, but he certainly is a player that could be considered, you know, looking out for his future at this point, trying to find his way to a better situation because the Raiders are not going anywhere. And I mean, the whole thing is just so screwy. I mean, he went there to be with his college teammate, who they then benched because of injury guarantees at the end of that first year he was there. Like, what are we doing? I just came here to do this. Oh, my gosh. So I would understand if he's looking for a trap door to get out of there.
Well, sure. Before the Bills season started, I think for all the time we spent talking about what they would be at wide receiver, like Davante Adams could have been this year's DeAndre Hopkins, somebody that, you know, what are we going to do if the season gets going and the Bills don't have that so-called wide receiver one and want one? Well, you know, maybe it's Hopkins, but you get into the season and Adams has easily seemed like somebody that could end up being moved or wanting to be moved, like you said. But is it now the case that it's just not an issue? Like, should we not even bother thinking about him around here because the Bills are fine at receiver? I mean, everybody snacks, everybody eats. They're 3-0. They're winning easily. Or does this game mean something for this? If Adams is going to be traded, which this recent 24 hours here, a sudden injury and now out already for Sunday, would have you maybe believe. And the Jets are the favorite in the betting odds to get him. Do I want to just beg off, or do I want to get involved?
Do you want the speech about the contract part of it? Because I feel like this
is not doable.
I got to think his cap number is outrageous. He's got an existing sitting contract, so it's different than, say, trading for Brandon Ayuk and giving him a new deal, and you can massage the cap number initially here to make it work and then figure it out as you go forward. I feel like Adams is coming with some outrageously large number that I just do not think is realistic for the Bills at all at this point. I don't even know, I mean, how realistic it is for anyone, the Jets included. But, you know, maybe there's a way that you can figure that out. So, okay, let's put that over there. For right now, I'm not inclined to get in on it. I'm certainly open to talking about it and discussing the merits of it, but I think once I got to a certain point this offseason, I kind of felt like, I certainly thought the Bills wanted to see it through, and I kind of want to see it through. And see it through can have an expiration date that does not necessarily mean, you know, March or April of 2025. The trade deadline is not until early November. It's pushed back a week this year, so it's after week 9, I believe, is when the trade deadline is going to be. So I've still got time, and if, you know, this presents itself in a way where we're not feeling great about everybody eats and somebody manages to dare the Bills to pass by covering them man on man and they have better players than Jacksonville and they can do it and I'm in trouble, then that becomes a different conversation. But like right now, I'm a no, and it's not even hard for me to say no. For anybody at this point, financial ramifications completely aside.
Are the Jets different for you if they get them?
I mean, you have to respect the idea of the answer to that being yes.
I think so.
I mean, even at his age, even at Rodgers' age, I mean, you know, I said yesterday, I think in passing, like they may have a lot hinging on Mike Williams because they don't have a lot after Garrett Wilson, who's excellent. Williams can be, but like, can you trust it? Can you count on it? Having another dude like that would be pretty intimidating, I would say. So yeah, I'd have to respect it, but I'm not. I just can't. I know I've talked like this other times. Like, oh, you know, if the Chiefs want Beckham, maybe I got to get in the Beckham business. If the Chiefs want Hopkins, maybe I got to get in the Hopkins business. With the way the year has started, I'm a hard, fast no right now. Even if the Jets can land him. I don't think it's called for right now. But again, that can change. And I feel like we've got still, you know, 5 weeks or so to sort of sort that out if we need to.
The Raiders should definitely trade him. I mean, that's just from the outside. But if they were to lose again, maybe they think they have a season. Maybe you don't get to that final answer until you know you don't have a season. They did beat the Ravens, by the way, which the Bills would do well to do on Sunday night. But 1-2, it's Cleveland now. Like, if they lose to Cleveland after losing to Carolina, both at home, it's not over. But come on, like, what are their chances of making it? It seems like if they could do it, because the cap, I'm trying to figure out some of the cap stuff. Dead cap this year is $25.3 million. Next year, it's way higher, and the year after that, but SpotTrack lists it as a potential out being after this season anyway. Somebody's going to want to do it. Somebody that can afford it, maybe that isn't the Bills.
Well, the dead doesn't matter to the team acquiring them. That's what the Raiders have to deal with, is the dead money. It's like, what are you inheriting? You know, what am I bringing in here, and what is that figure, and can I, you know, can I live with it?
Yeah, the cap hit is 25.
Okay.
The dead cap is 40.
Okay.
So I got that mixed up.
Yeah.
Next, and then it goes down after this year. So that makes sense.
Yeah. So it might be more convenient at some other time for the Raiders to do it. Sure. I mean, they'd have to consider that as well if they were making the trade. But the acquiring team is going to need $25 million bucks. I guess, I don't know. Once the season's going, I'm not sure how all this works. Like, could the Jets tear that contract up and do what I wanted to do with Ayuk, like lower it for this year and then just give him? I don't know.
Isn't that Diggs?
I don't know how that can be adjusted. Once the season's going, though, I don't know how that works, I guess, is what I'm saying. I'm not sure if it's any different at all. I just don't know.
Is the bottom line here, whether or not the money is in the way, That you don't think the Bills need him?
Yes. Need him. I mean, that... Could you use a player as talented as Devontae Adams? Yeah, almost any team in the league. I don't want to say, regardless of who they have at receiver, there are certainly teams that are all set. When healthy, I don't think the Eagles really need Devontae Adams, right?
They could use him Sunday.
Yeah, sure, but just for the very short term. But I'm inclined to want to keep going with the great experiment here. Do I need a $30 million, or in this case, $25 million cap hit receiver on my team, or can this model work? And so far, I mean, we only have really, we've got three games, and they've scored like crazy. The passing game hasn't really been that explosive. I mean, Allen had, in the passing game, had their best game of the year so far against Jacksonville here in the most recent game. I wouldn't want to mess with it right now. I think they have a lot to gain if they can provably demonstrate that they don't need to spend that money on a receiver, that they've got guys here that can make it work.
My guess would be, and I want to say that I don't think like 100% this way, but to choose a side, my guess would be that the Bills would just like stay out of it if it got around that he was available, because you would expect, I think, that they think like you do, or that I do, that we all do, that this is working, right? So, I mean, I think it was not just that Stephon Diggs, to them had a bad attitude or whatever however you want to call that, but that they wanted to have an offense where there was no clear number one guy. This was, I think, more Brady in Carolina. That's why I got there. And I think that's what the Diggs trade and how they built this team this offseason was. It's not, to me, so obvious like that, because some of that is by necessity, out of necessity, like the contracts and, again, Diggs' mood or whatever. You had some other reasons to think that's how they got there. But they did get there, and it's really humming. So if you had a player like this that would demand, isn't this what they're saying every day? Like Allen on Monday night kind of stepped in it. Like, mm-hmm. It's nice to have guys who don't care about stats. What? They're going to trade for Devontae Adams now? And like, what about that? Wasn't this going well? Wasn't this right. What you wanted? And wasn't it working? And all of that leads me to, there's one reason why I don't want to go all in on this take, but all of that leads me to that the Bills would just not be interested in him. The other piece that makes me think they would be is like Bean and Super Bowl window. And, he's been wheeler dealer. Yep. And this would be just an incredible move that maybe it's likely someone else is going to make. Like their division rival.
Yep.
Very possibly with Aaron Rodgers. So I don't think you do it to keep him away from the Jets, if that's even possible.
The stakes are way too high. Like, the money is just so much. Like, you can't. You just can't. That's a big difference between a Beckham or a Hopkins when you were talking about new contracts and just sort of doing your own thing. Like, get a guy to come in here. Like, I remember thinking about Beckham in terms of, like, he's got to rehabilitate his career. So he'll take what he can get him in here. It turned out he got a lot more money than I thought he would from Baltimore last year in the end. But that was the motivation. It was sort of like, buy low and let this guy reestablish that he's worth all this money after he helps you win a Super Bowl, and then let him go fly and be free and go get, $30 million somewhere else. Adams is made. I mean, he's got that already. That commitment is massive. And after getting out of the Diggs thing, I do think a part of the motivation, aside from, I mean, I think they got to wanting to swallow hard on the dead money because of Diggs' attitude and him wanting to get out of here, but they rip that off and are living with it. I can't see them at this juncture. They're going to need to see that this won't work before they jump back in that boat, I think, where they're going to go shout. I've thought all along, we'll see what 2025 brings, how this year goes, and the first thing on the shopping list for Brandon Bean next offseason, if this proves to not, to be a faulty model, is going to be, okay, I need a guy. But so far, they don't look like they need a guy, but we're so early in here. That's why I want to reserve the right to change this take between now and the trade deadline. And not that it's going to change the financial ramifications of it, but they could be in the market for some, maybe Hopkins. He must have a much lesser contract than Adams does, I would think, at this stage. And maybe he's someone you can go shopping for if you feel like you need to supplement what you're doing. But I do not see a kingpin number one contract coming in here at this point.
Just quickly on this, by the way, if the Bills suffer an injury at receiver, is there an injury that would change that? You know, the idea, one of the benefits, one of the things you'd like about how they have it set up is that they can afford an injury, maybe. But Shakir's been good. Hollins is important. You know, Coleman, Samuel. Is there some, even if Kincaid goes down, does that change really anything with their offense? I mean, Knox is playing already kind of over him in terms of routes even already. So is there an injury that would mean enough to affect that? I'm not sure there is.
I don't think so, because you don't have Diggs. Like, if you still had your passing game built around Diggs and he got hurt, then that's where you go looking for that guy. But if the idea is it's mostly, no offense to the dudes, your name here, well, then you just go get another your name here, right? I mean, you go find a guy, and that's what you do, I think, probably. So, no, I don't think there really is. Kincaid might be the trickiest among that group, because I think he's, you know, the position is different, and he's different than the other receivers are all sort of under the same umbrella, I think. And Kincaid is maybe, because he's a tight end and he's a different skill set than Knox, he's a little different. But we're not talking about a tight end with a fake hamstring injury that may want to be traded.
Fake. It's possible. I don't know. It's tough on him because it's easy to sort of get to that conclusion on Adams. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, Football Friday. Sam Peniatovich, BetQL Daily coming up. Jeremy Kahn out of Baltimore. Sal Capaccio as well. It is time for a break. We'll be back in a snap, brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.